Well, it's WMFO, Medford. That's not exactly the way that I wanted to start, with silence. Although it is almost Passover, so a moment of silence might be apropos. I don't know.
You really butchered that one, Mike.
I did. Well, sometimes things get cut off at the end.
These are known as jokes, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Bad jokes.
Passover specifically jokes.
Yeah. We should have passed them over, actually.
I think what happens is Lenny uses Spotify just like I do, and when I put my Spotify on, they fight it out, and somebody has to lose.
I've seen that happen.
It was me today.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be we're here with Mark and Les Hurwitz. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you? Good morning.
Yeah.
What's new and exciting?
You're here, so that's always good. You've got...
well, the day is still young.
Yeah, I know. It can only get better from here.
Yeah.
So you've got a 5-song set. You're going to talk about some openings and closings and excitement. And
yeah, some big openings and closings coming.
All right, and Les is going to give us a little dissertation today on 5 variations on a song.
Exactly. I'm going to deal forensically with one great tune.
Huh, forensically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like a butcher would.
Kind of like a butcher would. It is forensic.
Yeah, I may butcher it after all. That's true.
I also have a couple of leftover requests I'm going to play, and I'm going to feature something from our friend Joe DiMaio of the Papa Joe Show, and also going to talk a bit about Live Day that Lenny just mentioned, too, and play some of those bands around 10:30. We're going to aim for that, you guys. Stop laughing at me like we'll never make the time, but we're going to try.
Yeah, it's going to be tight.
All right, so let's start off with some new noise by a band called... It makes me wonder when bands sit around and they think about what are they going to call themselves, and that moment comes when it's like, oh, wow, that's perfect. Let's use that. Brand new noise from the Jelly Bricks, everybody. This is called DOA, WMFO. Great band name.
Toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, When along came a semi with a high and canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muckamack with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. The travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coast, Rockville, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistaw, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
help, I hear you knocking.
It's stronger than yours. It's stronger than yours. It's stronger than yours. My love is stronger than yours. Hate will ever be. And my faith is deeper than yours. It's deeper than yours. It's deeper than yours. My faith is deeper than your doubt will ever be. When moved through the world like shooting stars across the sky, splitting through the darkness, putting the light in
it's louder than yours.
That's when we say, oops, oh, the song's just about over. So we're back. We being me, Mike, him, Mark, him, Les. Hi, everybody. Well, actually,
Hi, everybody.
Oh, this is starting again. I love that. This is just lovely. But it was very, very nice vocals that they did, I thought.
Oh, definitely.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
What?
I like the whole set there, but the song before that, I kind of like the, you know, the raw sound of it. You know?
This is radio. Nobody can see what you're doing with your hands.
I'm doing my Beto O'Rourke thing. Is it Beto or Beto?
Yes.
Okay.
It really won't make any difference politically.
Yeah, not to talk politics at all.
No. So we won't do that. We'll start. We started that set with the Jelly Bricks, some nice brand new noise, some new power pop, new single called DOA. It's a title track from their new record as well. Then classic Johnny Cash from a compilation called The Legend of Johnny Cash. I've Been Everywhere. It's just such a great thing to play. Yeah, anything
never,
by
I
him.
I never get sick of that
anytime.
Song.
Anytime. Nope. And then Keith Richards. This was on, strangely enough, a record that came out around Christmas time. It was an EP called Run Rudolph Run, but that was a cover of Pressure Drop. Thanks, Keith. Doesn't make any sense, but we love it anyway.
Was Toots on that? I mean, who was on that beside him? Any idea?
No.
Because it almost sounded a little like Toots was singing.
I'm not sure. We could look, but I don't know offhand.
Yeah, I'll take a look.
I don't know. Papa Joe DeMaio, our good friend from the Papa Joe Show, something he did, what'd you say, Mark, back in like 2000?
I think it was 2000. It had a nice raw sound to it.
Yeah, you know, just, I hear you knocking.
Yeah, sound like it should be on a vinyl.
Speaking of nice covers. Absolute. And Rival Sons, that's a request for our friend David Riley from their new record called Feral Roots that was Shooting Stars. Everybody's talking about them.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, people are loving Rival Sons. Marion and David,
oh,
I think, saw
right.
them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, when I listen to
the
Marion. That's right. When I listen to her on Tuesday night, she plays them every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good band.
Great band.
Yeah.
Great band. All right, 9:21 in the morning. Going to have a short set, and then around 9:30, 9:35, we're going to talk to, what's your name again?
I'll think it over.
Okay. Whatever his name is, we're wearing sort of matching Red Sox shirts.
You are.
We're trying to help them.
And I'm wearing my Brooklyn shirt because I'm a traitor.
All right. Mike Maloney, on behalf of our friend Sonic, the band from Bogota, they've got a cover out. Remember back in the 80s, a song called Life in a Northern Town?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, I love that
song. This is what they did. It's brand new noise from Sonic.
Wow.
WMFO.
Salvation Army band played, the children drank lemonade, the morning lasted all day, all day. They threw an open window cane, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town.
But Italians and Jews, very similar, you know? People say, same corporation, different division, all right? We get along. There's an obvious, you know, thing with the religion. I went to my first Passover dinner. That's what she's like, well, my mother's gonna have Passover. Okay, we'll go to the dinner. 7:30, we sit down at her mother's house. I'm starving, right? Starving. They start passing out pamphlets, like reading material. I'm like, what's going on? What are we doing here? What's with the... She's like, no, we read for 2 hours. 2 hours? I said, listen, I'm Italian. As soon as I sit at a table, I gotta have bread within 15 seconds of sitting down, all right? I need something to do with my right hand. I need a... Is there some oil coming out? We got oil? I need oil. Now. Hungry. And they food, the food they start bringing out, oh God, terrible, terrible food. Jews have no idea what the hell they're doing in the kitchen. These people have no cuisine. Celery, crackers, jam. I'm like, what is it? We're losing people. People are leaving. We need food. Breakfast, they fall apart, the Jews. After a bagel, cream cheese, lox, where are they going? They got nothing. They have nothing. Has anybody ever said to you, we went to this Jewish restaurant last night? The gefilte, amazing. I respect the Jews, but let's just have the Italians cater the Passover meal. All right? Come on. I could read for a couple of hours with some meatballs on the table.
It's WMFO, Medford. It's Passover and Easter this weekend. My brother... wrote to me last night, and he said, see you tomorrow, because I'm going to see them. And he sent me that that comedian for a little Passover.
Who was that?
Routine. It was Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And he's right.
Yeah, I know that guy.
He's right.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And before him, we debuted a new cover single from Sonic called Life in a Northern Town, followed by Thrice and a track called Sea Chains that I like a lot. And it's 9:33 in the morning. I have the Hurwitz brothers here. Father, son, actually. And
close enough.
Yeah. And it's time for Les, our favorite musicologist, the only musicologist we know, to entertain us for about 30, 35 minutes or so.
Thank you. Good morning, Mike.
You're welcome.
And, you know, what an irony. Here we are talking about Passover. And 74, let's see, you know, me and dates. 74 years ago today, Adolf Hitler committed suicide in Berlin. Can you imagine that? How about that for an irony? And talk about music historically. What about the fact that both Hitler and Roosevelt were reconstructing their countries, each for, of course, a totally different reason. And both countries at the same time were singing the same song. We, in English, singing Happy Days Are Here Again, and the Germans singing it in German. Can you imagine? At the same time, it shows the power of music. It is everywhere, all the time. 24 hours plus a day. I mean, if this station were on 24.5 hours a day, it would be nothing but music and Mike, of course. Well, let's get back to the subject I'm supposed to pursue. I'm going to take a piece of music almost everybody knows. It's a pop tune written by George Shearing. George Gershwin, I should say. I'm sorry. And I brought this up before because we discussed Gershwin before. He was America's Mozart in that he did so much in such a short time. I mean, he was gone in his 38th year, as Mozart was going into his 35th year. And look what both of these people did. They changed the course of history. Among the many things that Gershwin did, the most important, of course, was to create what we call now fusion. And it started there in 1924. He was all of 26. He was born in 1898 when he introduced to the world at Aeolian and Hall in New York the Rhapsody in Blue, and invited chosen classical musicians to be in the audience, one of whom was Rachmaninoff. And after the performance of the Rhapsody in Blue for the first time in history on that night in 1924, Rachmaninoff was heard muttering the following words: "Today, the course and the case of music history has changed." And for sure, that is the case. We have fusion right up to this very day. The fusing at times by choice of jazz musicians and classical, of bringing both forms of music together, jazz or pop, and classical. Now, I'm going to take one of Gershwin's best-known tunes. It's called I Got Rhythm. And it was written in 1930 for one of his musical reviews called Girl Crazy. And it took America by storm. It became incredibly popular very quickly. And we're going to hear I Got Rhythm five different times. Actually, six. I added a six because I thought it might be interesting to end the program with what I'm going to do as a sixth piece. You're going to hear first a rare recording. And how many of us know of Gershwin as a performer? You're going to hear Gershwin himself playing an arrangement he made of I Got Rhythm. This was done in 1931 before a live audience. You are now going to hear George Gershwin play I Got Rhythm, and then we will discuss. Gershwin was a confrontational pianist, very good pianist. You just heard some really good piano playing. He was a muscular kind of pianist, and much of it is based upon the fact that he did a lot of rehearsing, especially with the girls who danced in his reviews, backstage on a spinet or an upright, pounding away the tune. So it's this sort of thing that he did. And of course, in I Got Rhythm, you heard the particularized form of pianism that comes out of George Gershwin, who we have almost never heard as a performer, but he did play extremely well. Now, actually, the second piece, we start getting into historical reality. The radiation caused by I Got Rhythm brought in a giant such as Art Tatum, whom we've talked about before. Now you're going to hear, arguably, the greatest player of the piano who ever lived. This is happening more and more. People are thinking in increasing number that regardless of classical or popular, this man may arguably have had the most natural gift as a keyboard performer of anybody we've heard. After all, Horowitz, the greatest classical pianist of his time, certainly the most powerful pianistic personality, demanded to know this man. He wanted to know what this man was made of, and had an open admiration for him publicly. And he almost never talked, Horowitz did, never talk about his competitors very often in the classical field, but he talked unabashedly about the gift that Art Tatum had. Now, you're going to hear Tatum do this piece, And what I want you to listen for, and by the way, don't forget, I always ask for your undivided attention. It's for your own benefit, so that when you listen, you'll know what you're listening for, and perhaps you'll enjoy it even more. It's the incredible imagery that Tatum had in taking a chord. You know, there are only about 16 or so chords in I Got Rhythm. And say three or four notes in a chord, and plumbing out of those notes, thousands of notes of imagery building out of these chords. Tatum did it better than anybody else. They are still catching up with him. The man closest to him, I think, pianistically, who could do something like that, but could not prolong as well, was Oscar Peterson, who was a great, great pianist. But Tatum was all by himself. Listen to what Tatum does in a radio broadcast. Let's see, 1940. Here is Art Tatum playing I Got Rhythm. And listen to the ideas that he comes up with.
Art Tatum, man with a piano. Gershwin, man who wrote many a great song. Man meets song, I Got Rhythm.
To consider, don't forget that this man had 8% vision in one eye. The other eye had always been dead. And so when we think of a reality such as we just heard, he was almost incapable of playing a wrong note. He would almost 100% of the time hit the middle of each note. How does one measure distance when one cannot see? We'll never understand how he was able to get to a point that we know him because of that point that he reached. He will always be a mystery, and he's the constant center of discussion in music schools all over the Western world. The classical pianists still discuss him, and will continue to discuss him because of the untrammeled power that this man had. Let's go ahead now and listen to a singer. Now, this is a force whose name is Cleo Lane. Generally, when I put Cleo Lane on, we hear her do things that we almost never hear in terms of the kinds of arrangement. By the way, Cleo Lane is still with us. She's Dame Cleo Lane now. She was knighted and lives and is a UK inhabitant. She's an English woman. Listen to what she does with this piece. What is interesting about this is she sings straight jazz. And listen to how clear and concise this voice is. She was a force unto herself. Here we are.
I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my man who could ask for anything more. I've got daisies in green pastures, I've got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging round my door. I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more? I've got rhythm, and I've got music, I've got my man, who could ask for anything more? I've got Daisy in green pastures, I've got my man, who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him, he don't leave no blues behind him. I don't look so, I don't find him hanging around my door. So much rhythm, fascinating rhythm, that's stuff to give 'em. I've got music, I've got so much music. 17 musicians who know how to use it. Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging round my door. Listen to some good advice now. Rhythm's cheap at any price now. I found out to my delight that the blues don't worry me, 'cause I've thrown them all to the devil and the deep blue sea. Sharp down to the flat, there's rhythm in every note you see. So it really doesn't matter about the key, from the trumpet to the trombone. Only gotta hear a jazz man play, and you'll agree with me when I say that old man trouble, I've got my man, I've got the moon, I've got money in the bank, and I'm singing this tune about rhythm. I've got music, I've got my man, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
Wow.
Cleo Lane in a different role, doing straight pop. And keep in mind, you know, this is UK. Think of the quality of jazz. We heard this recording just now coming out of the 80s in England. She was really something to hear. And again, such as with Tatum, plumbing all of the juices out of that rock calling, you know, with just a few. I mean, there are just a few notes written by George Gershwin, and look what these people can do with them without losing identity of the original intent of the composer. By the way, Gershwin knew Tatum, but I cannot find any evidence of what he thought of him. Maybe he couldn't find the words to describe what he heard in Tatum. I don't know. I can't find out. Now, what we're going to hear is something analogous to that which occurred during the relationship between Horowitz and Tatum as admirers of one another. As you may remember, if you remember anything I've ever said to you, in a piece called Tea for Two, Horowitz heard the arrangement, knew nothing about jazz at all, but just the pianism coming out of Tea for Two is what met the reality of the demand. I've got to meet this man. This is where the whole relationship began. And there are, and I believe I put it on one of the radio programs, about 12 and a half seconds of Horowitz doing about 12 and a half seconds of his transcription of Tea for Two, which is just terrible, and which was not in the recording, unfortunately, was his wife on the sofa listening, saying, "Stop that." So that was really a classic. The reason I bring this up, the classical artists are attached to American music to a greater degree than one might think. For instance, you're going to hear I Got Rhythm Again, sung by someone you probably are not familiar with, unless you are a devotee of classical singing. One of the great opera stars out of Europe, from Holland, she was born in Rotterdam, 1933. Her name is Emmy, E-M-M-Y, Ameling, A-M-E-L-I-N-G. I believe she was born in 1933. She's still with us. She was one of the reigning artists of her time, especially in Bach and Mozart. Well, I have a recording of Emmy Ameling singing I Got Rhythm. also, going back to, and this may seem strange, Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby was known not only for what he was, but he could whistle too. In many of his tunes, he was a wonderful whistler. Now listen to Emmy Omerling, an opera star, singing I Got Rhythm, which has absolutely no style, but with one of the purest voices out there, saying nothing except when she gets to whistle. And you won't believe it. Number one. Number two, the studio musicians in Holland will knock you for a loop. Listen to the pianist creating a line of jazz around Emmy Omerling. Here it is from Rotterdam.
Days can be sunny with never a sigh. Don't need what money can buy. Birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with my lot. How do I get that way? Look at what I've got. I got rhythm, I got music, I got my men. Who could ask for anything more? I got Daisy green pastures. I got my men. Who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my men. Who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything
Now, isn't that something? It's totally indescribable in terms of boredom by way of what she did with I Got Rhythm. But she was one of the world's great singers. She was attracted to Gershwin. She sang other songs by Gershwin. I'm glad I'm not listening to them. But I thought you should hear this piece as an example of something that's an anachronism unto itself. One of the great performers of our time singing something she really doesn't understand but love. And why does she love it? It's Gershwin. That's all I can say. There it is. So I thought perhaps you would, should I say in quotations, enjoy that particular piece. Did you get a line on that studio musician? They're very strong in the Netherlands, by the way. They have radio programs, simulcast programs, classical and jazz, coming out of radio studios constantly over there. I think it's called NO, Netherlands something. A Netherland organization or something. NOR, I believe. If you check that out, it might be the case. Now, let's go to another case of fusion. In this case, we hear the American pianist Earl Wild, W-I-L-D, who died just 2014, just a few years ago. At age 80, you're going to hear a recording made at that age. He took a series of the Gershwin tunes, some of them, one of which was I Got Rhythm. And he wrote them out. You can get them. But don't try to play them because you'll never have any fingers left. You have to be a world-class pianist to handle them. This is his transcription of I Got Rhythm. Earl Wild. And by the way, Wild was a very, very important musician born here. He was born in Philly. He was chosen by Arturo Toscanini, arguably the greatest conductor of the 20th century, to be his first staff pianist on the NBC Symphony Orchestra. Earl Wild was also the first in history in this country to do a live piano recital on TV. So here you are, Earl Wild and Gershwin. Thank you. Again, a perusal of I Got Rhythm from another viewpoint. Now, the final performance, and I promise this will be the last performance, and then you'll get rid of me. It begins with a story. This is really, and by the way, quite true. About 80 years ago, Gershwin was in discussion with one of his friends, Oscar Levant, whom we've talked about. Levant was a great humorist and a well-known pianist, and had that wonderful acerbic humor, you know. He said schizophrenia can be helpful. After all, you never dine alone, you know, things such as that. Or he once said to a friend of his about Leonard Bernstein, who was just becoming famous, he said, "I think a great deal of Lenny Bernstein, almost as much as Lenny does." So he had a great sense of humor. And he was in a discussion with George Gershwin, who asked a question of Oscar. And the question was this: "Oscar, do you think they will be playing my music 100 years from now?" And without looking up, Oscar said, "Yeah, if you're still around." But really what comes out of this is the answer to the question, will my music be heard 100 years from, at that point, from now? Well, let's go back to August 3rd of last year, 2018. A birthday, the 92nd of one Tony Bennett. And he and Diana Krall, whom we know about too, she's one of the great pop stars, a great singer and pianist of pop music, combined to come out with what is right now the final video available by the two of them. They chose George Gershwin, nothing but George Gershwin. So obviously that question has been answered. Gershwin is alive and well. And you're going to hear Tony Bennett and Diana Krall do I Got Rhythm. And think of this, when you think of what you hear, always be reminded that jazz and pop always has a youthful face. Here we have a 92-year-old man, and when you listen to him, he's a 17-year-old kid listening to himself. It's the miracle of music. Have fun.
You're listening to WMFO, Medford.
I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my man, who could ask for anything more? I've got daisies in green pastures, I've got my man, who could ask for anything more?
Oh man, trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams, I got my gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?